Welcome to You Are The Media Bite Size. One idea each week on the loyal audience you build on and offline. Here's Mark Masters.
Hello. Right. What I want to do is bring in people from the wider You Are The Media community who are going to be coming down to Paul for Creator Day. Let me share with you very quickly that I'm going to introduce you to Susanna and to Michelle to say hello. Right. We have a WhatsApp group, and we had a Zoom meetup to introduce Creator Day. And I thought, okay, I'll create an MP3 and put it in a Dropbox, put it in the WhatsApp group. And then the following morning, I said, what if we will come together and we made a podcast and we can say hello to each other and we can say, hello, it's me. And so when somebody has met somebody at an event, there's always a podcast to come back to. Or it's just a way to see the rich variety of talented people who are a part of Creator Day 2024. So, without further ado, let me introduce you, and I'm going to get Susanna and Michelle to share what they do and their industry, what they represent. So, on this first show we have, we have Michelle Haslam.
Hi. So
hello.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm all good. I'm all good, Michelle. And then we're going to travel to Oxfordshire, and we have Susanna Ray joining us. Hello, Susanna.
Hello. Hello.
Look at this. This is our debut. This is our first. This is it. We're pioneers on kicking this off. Let's start. Exciting. And bless you. Thank you so much for saying I'll get involved. Let's do this. So let's start off. Let's make our introductions. Michelle, imagine there are people listening and thinking, that's Michelle. Those that don't know or aren't familiar, introduce yourself and what you do your side, Michelle.
There cannot be anyone left who doesn't know. I'm joking. So yeah, no, I'm Michelle Haslam, and I'm based in Dorset. So I live quite close to Poole, and but I help small business owners with their TikTok. So I help them get started, grow, and make sales from TikTok. But without the dancing, without feeling like you have to be 20 years old, doing it in the most simplified way you can possibly do, because a lot of people get very overwhelmed. I think a lot of people have FOMO. They should be on TikTok and have absolutely no idea how to start, or they're on there, they're doing stuff and it's not working. So I help those guys out.
Quick inquisitive question before I go to Zana.
Go on.
How did it start for you? Was the fact that you started posting in a time when it wasn't as prominent and it just worked for you? Because this is your business now. How did you find that? When did you find that step from being on TikTok to then turning it into a business model?
So I had a separate business before. Someone advised me, go on TikTok, give it a go. That was nearly 3 years ago now. And I thought, why not? I'm not someone to say no to new things. So I did. I went on, and terrible at first, absolutely awful videos. But then after about 6 months, I started to make very consistent sales and thought to myself, actually, I think I'm onto something here and I can show other people how to do the same thing. And it's worked really, really well.
So you sold via TikTok.
Yeah.
That then says, well, if I can bottle this up, I can share with other people how they can build a business.
Yeah, because I couldn't see anyone else doing it. So I thought I'll give that a go and see what happens. And then it's gone from strength to strength.
More to you. And we all know Michelle. We all know you, Michelle, as that TikTok aficionado, shall we say.
I am. Whenever I go anywhere, it's like, oh, you're the TikTok lady.
That's a good tag though, isn't it? I'd take that, wouldn't you? If you're the person that's great. Known as the person of that platform.
There's worse things to be known as, isn't there?
Of course there is. Hey, that name was Susanna. So we have TikTok, we have social, we have how we can build our businesses and reputation via using TikTok. Susanna, what about you and your world and what you do?
Yeah, what do I do? Great question. Well, my name is Susanna Ray, and I am a business clarity coach, or clarity queen, as my friends tend to call me. And who I help are bold, brilliant, expert business owners who are looking to really step into their true value and come out as themselves, really, as the experts, as the authorities that they are. And I help them move. Quite often they've started as a coach, a consultant, just serving one-to-one, often selling their work by the hour. And instead, let's move them into a package-based system. Let's look at scalable offers. But most importantly, they've normally been working in their space for, gosh, normally a good 10, 15 plus years. So they are an expert. They know their stuff, but they haven't realized along the way they've actually developed their own unique signature solution, which makes them stand out from the competitors. And I help formalize and structure that for them so they can then speak on stages, they can write their book very fast and very fluently because they now know what they're all about.
Is this true for many of us that it's all bottled up inside, and from your side, it just helps people make it easier and to untangle and to have the confidence to step up? Is it the many
very
people
much.
that come in, first of all, are we all just... It's in our heads, but we don't know how to express.
Yeah, very much, very much. So a lot of my clients, well, they come normally, a lot of my clients as well have a million and one ideas. So they're not short of ideas. They have far too many ideas and they're not really sure which are the right ones. But it's all, you're right, it's all right inside of them. And it's how can we bring that out in a simple way that they can then talk about, they can share about, and people get them? Because once you know that, you then become referable. And as you mentioned with Michelle, people know her as the TikTok lady. So it becomes really shareable and simplified. And normally in the business world, a lot of us are neurodiverse as well, multi-passionate, got many things. And then you confuse everyone because you're talking about one thing one day, something else the next day, another thing the third day, and people don't know what you're about. So it's really important. But you're right, Mark, it's completely what is inside of them. And I help pull that out and basically shine a spotlight on it so they can step onto that bigger stage.
Thank you. And by the way, just for you listening, the way that we've done this is, so with Susanna and Michelle, this is not about their joining forces because they have a program or something to talk about. This is potluck. We have a WhatsApp group. We said, right, who's going to step up? Like, I will. And that's how we've done it, because you two are not necessarily familiar with each other. Am I right? You're both connected online, but you've never met before.
We have worked together online. So Susanna did an event with lots of different speakers was it last year?
Yes.
I think last year
was when you were involved. I've run it on successive years.
Yeah. So Susanna did an event and asked me to come and present. So we have worked together.
Oh, there we go. So there's that familiarity there rather than treading on one another's toes.
We have never met in person.
Not in person. We're going to, obviously.
That brings on to this idea of both being in that same space. In April, right, I'm going to ask this, so we have created today, people come together, we're all going to be together in the theatre. Let me ask this, what is bringing you to pull for your first create today, Susanna? Where was that decision to say, listen, I'm going to get on that train, I'm going to head down to the beach? What brings you to pull this year?
So the main thing that's pulling me to pull this year is also last year I saw online all the FOMO of all these amazing people as well turning up. And I was like, oh, that sounds good. And what I liked and what drew me to it is the different way of having a combination of speakers and then moving and putting it into action with the mini work groups in the afternoon. So the whole ethos as well of bringing together a whole section of different people who are creators, business owners, all doing their own thing, but coming together in what looks like, say, I haven't been yet, so what looks like a lively, fun space. But that's also, I will share with the listeners, I am introverted in nature. I'm highly sensitive in nature as well. So one of the reasons why I joined the You Are the Media community in advance of coming to Create a Day was absolutely to make those connections. So when I walk into the room, I don't find I don't feel like Billy No Mates, basically.
Does that feel easier? Because that's a big point you say here. You was down in Sunny Pool in December when our good friend Trevor Young was down. We don't necessarily think about that. Does that help? Just that sense of being familiar with others before you step into that place? Because if you say, look, well, I am introverted by nature, we sometimes forget that people have made that commitment, you step into a space, but it can grapple us. Because I know what you mean, when it is difficult, isn't it, talking to people? And I know that you can get carried away by, or people can get carried away by the energy. It can be difficult, can't it? Can I just pick up on this, that it can be difficult walking into a space if you are unfamiliar?
Oh, totally. And I know this is how things then grow, because then people say, oh, can I come because you're going? Can I meet up with you? And it's so much nicer if you know some faces, you've seen some faces, you've had some conversation. So when you first turn up, you can make a beeline to a couple of friendly faces and not feel sort of, you know, running to the toilets. I've been known to do that. Or you go to the bar, suddenly you're super thirsty because there's an excuse to do something. So it's a lot nicer being known as part of a community before you attend and turn up at an event, because what happens with a lot of these events in person, and one of my tactics for a long time is actually always to be one of the earliest to attend, because then there's normally just one or two people who you can start talking to before it becomes big and overwhelming. Because if you walk into a room and it's full of many people, everyone looks like they're already best friends, and you feel like, I don't know, I can't interrupt them, I can't talk to them. So yeah, I've had to gain different tactics along the way. And Mark, one of the things I loved is you had the You Are the Media community that builds into the event. So I know that will make it easier for me, fingers crossed, when I rock up in April.
This is an interesting point. I'm going to bring Michelle into this as well now. For instance, I just want to look at this. If somebody's listening and coming to an event for the first time, whether it is Create a Day, whether it is another event in 2024, because Michelle, I was doing my best trying to not let that cough come out. Because Michelle, you run events.
Yes.
And obviously from this side is that I'm so aware of how we make that space welcoming. Like, you're very good, Michelle, like coming to your events, you're good at introducing people. Yeah, this person, talk to this person. I just want to pick up on this little avenue for us. I know this is not going off script or anything else. If somebody is unfamiliar, how can they feel comfortable if our nature is quieter, or as Sarah highlights, it's easier if I can get my phone out and check my phone, or I can go to a space where it's quieter, or I can stand by a bar or by just get a tea or a coffee on my own. Can I just pick up, this is for both of us, bringing Michelle in now. How can someone who feels unfamiliar be familiar and comfortable? Can you help us out as well? I just kind of like to pick up on that. What is your nature though, in general though? Are you more of a gregarious, or are you a quieter person, Michelle?
It's funny because I was just reminded of going to Create a Day last year, and I had met up with a couple of ladies. So Shelley, who's going to be speaking this year at yours at Create a Day this year, and Imogen, and we had met online, we were all staying in the same hotel, so I met up with them beforehand, so I had someone to walk in. I was still nervous walking in, and we were talking about, you know, belly breaths and making, you know, and that sort of thing. So I'm a naturally sociable person. I then have to have time away from people. So I think they call it extrovert, introvert, but I'm happy to be in that social situation. Then I'm happy to be well away from people for as long as I possibly can be to get over it. I Struggle. I have to say, I do struggle to walk into a room full of people I have no idea who any of them are. And I don't know many tactics. I like the getting there early thing. I think that's a really great idea. I'm brave enough now to just go up to people and just interrupt, because generally, if people are in a place like that, they're there to network and they're there to be open to other people. They're not necessarily having teeny tiny private conversations about their lives. They're probably having a good chat about work and struggles and being a mum and a dad and, all that sort of thing. So I think it's that awareness of you're going to an event where people want to meet as many people as possible. If you're in a networking event, people want to meet as many people as possible. They don't want to be stuck with just one or two people. They want to meet lots and lots and lots of people and have that, diversity of people. So try and walk in with that awareness of everyone's in the same mindset and everyone is wanting to be there for the same reasons. So I'm a bit more brave nowadays, but when people come to my event, I always warmly welcome them and then try and put them together with someone who I know if I can.
This is a good point, because I am aware that this can be sensory overload. Yeah. You walk into a space, noise, people, particularly as you just alluded to there. There are many people that you're not familiar with. But that was a good way of understanding this, Michelle, is where you highlighted there. Because you may feel, someone may feel unsettled, not unsettled, not necessarily at ease. That's also happening all around you, isn't it? And I'm not saying this in a way that, hey guys, we got the Zenzo, we got the whatever of this part of the theater here, go here. It's not about that. It's about acknowledging that this can be a tricky situation to maneuver.
But it's so worth it.
No,
And
yeah, no, massively. It's. I am very aware of this, and it's how it's managed without being condescending. But that thing you highlighted there is by acknowledging that you are with people with that same mindset in that same shared space. It's just that you may be going through somebody thinking that they feel slightly nervous is magnified. Can I ask as well? Let me just kind of wait. The latter part of this as well. You highlighted there, Susanna, as well, about getting there early. Are there any other more settling tactics to share? Whether it is connecting, whether it is the simple things of just joining in. Can I ask any things you would
Yeah,
recommend?
definitely. For me, it's just to repeat one of the things that Michelle said, that absolutely sort of find out if you are staying over, who else is staying at the same place so you can walk to the venue together. That really helps. Allow the extra time. I also find that quite often the night before an event, because a lot of people are traveling in. Is if you connect with people beforehand, you can then say, hey, is anyone free and go out for dinner the night before? So before the big event, you've had some deeper conversations beforehand. So you're not necessarily wanting another party or anything like that. It's just getting together. And I think it's really important. And as much as people are there to meet lots of people, for me personally, if I have five, six deep conversations in a day, I'm really happy. I'm not there to walk away with 100 sort of new connections because for me, that's complete overwhelm. I love to take my time and meet up. And the other thing is, as well, during the days on these events, and the way I term it is, I am a sociable introvert. I do love meeting people, but I am exhausted, like for if I'm somewhere for a day and a half, I need at least a day and a half to recover. It's very much time in equals time out. But what I've learned as well as during an event is don't be frightened to step out of venues because I find venues just by the sheer amount of conversation, there needn't be any music, but the amount of conversation makes the noise levels go really high. So you then need to sort of step away into outside, into fresh air, where noise disperses. And having sort of external spaces that you know you can go to is quite useful. So I don't know, I haven't been to the venue in Poole yet, as we mentioned, I haven't sort of gone to that space, but even having like signposts saying, you know, outside patio over here, like for quieter conversations,
this is
things
interesting.
Like that, where you can just step out for 5-10 minutes, are really helpful to reduce that overload.
That's
I'm
a
glad
great
you mentioned
idea.
That.
That's
I'm glad
a
you
really
mentioned
great
that.
idea. Yeah.
Because we have, Michelle's more familiar than you are, Susanna, is that that's a good thing. I need to be clear there, because 2 minutes away, you're in the park and you're by water. So that thing of, yeah, I need to make that apparent as well, that rather than being like you're in a city centre and you're here and there's a Subway and a Costa opposite, there is like, no, I want to be away from people. A couple of minutes away, there is water and there is greenery and there is parkland, as well as just picking up as well that you mentioned, Susanna, the night before we have failed nights. That way of coming together and saying hello and having a drink, and just as an icebreaker to save saying hello to lots and lots of people, we can do that the evening before on Wednesday the 24th. This is interesting. Yeah, this is a good way, because we all approach these things differently, don't we? We're not all necessarily there holding a phone above our heads ready for an Instagram picture. It's also there to meet other
Oh, you'll
people and
catch me
just
doing that as well. Don't worry.
to... Hey, we've had our time, but that's good. Listen, awesome, this is good, because this topic here that you start with one thing was a rule around comfort, how to be comfortable in unfamiliar surroundings. We've made a topic for this one. Let me say thank you very much, Susanna. Appreciate your time. Michelle, thank you for your
Thank
time.
you. Thank you. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks for having us.